Blog Talk Radio.
I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Give myself away so you can. Come on, let him know. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. What would happen if a generation embraced it? Come on, tell them. Here I am.
Here I am.
Come on, tell me one more time.
Another opportunity to be on this broadcast once again, lifting up the name of Jesus. Truly, I pray that each and every one of you all had a blessed weekend and that you're ready and excited and ready to push forward. Amen, amen. Every day that the Lord gives us an opportunity, we should be thankful. For His mercies are renewed every morning. Amen, and I just thank God that I was on this inventory sheet this morning. Amen. Somebody may have not been thinking about me as much, but I thank God because He thinks about us when we don't think much of ourselves, when we don't think much of others. God is always so graceful, and He's always so willing to take care of us. I tell you, it's been a rough weekend this weekend, but I made it through. Amen. Amen. If I was able to sing a song today, I would sing, "I Won't Complain." Amen. I won't complain. Somebody's in the valley today. Hey, hallelujah. They don't even see their way out. But I thank God because even in the valley, amen, when you have your hope in Christ Jesus, hallelujah, you know that's just a temporary state. Amen. But when you have your mind fixated upon Jesus, hallelujah, when you begin to just think on His goodness, yes, glory to God, there's none good like God. There's none righteous like God. Hallelujah. He knows all about us, so therefore we can always be transparent with Him because nothing is hidden from Him. Amen? Amen. So we just thank God for you all on today. I want to read into your hearing today. Psalm 1, and it said, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law that he meditates day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water." How many trees do we have out here on this evening? Amen. "That bringeth forth his fruit in his season. The Bible declares his leaf also shall not wither. Ah, and whatsoever he doeth, the Bible says, shall prosper. For the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore, the ungodly, not the godly, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous." Hallelujah. "For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish." People of God, we have some choices to make. We have some decisions to make, and I thank God for being so loving. Because you know what? He don't have to twist our arm to serve Him. Ah, hallelujah. He gives us all a free will, and He gives us all an opportunity to choose. What are you talking about? Choose. Joshua said, "Choose this day whom you shall serve." Are you going to serve your father? Who was on the other side of the flood? Or you going to serve the Lord who brought you over? Hallelujah, the Messiah. Oh, I bless the Lord today because I thank God that I chose Him almost 30 years ago. Hallelujah. I could have still been out there doing my thing. Hey, But I thank God that he had mercy on me, hallelujah. And when the door of opportunity was open, when I heard his voice, I adhered to it, how I hearkened to it, amen. And I've been running for my life ever since. You say, Sister Bernard, have you ever got tired? Yes, I've gotten tired. Have you ever gotten weary? Yes, I have gotten weary. Have you ever been disappointed? Yes, I've been disappointed. Have you ever felt like throwing in the towel? Many a time. Not one time, many a time I felt like saying, forget it. Hallelujah. Let me go on back out here and do my thing. Hey, but when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, when I begin to think about how I was robbed at gunpoint, hallelujah, twice in 1 year, carjacked the first time and then robbed at ATM the next time, hallelujah, I got a reason to praise him. Hey, how y'all? I got a reason to praise. So I'm going to stick on in here, and I'm going to see what the end going to be. I'm going to take on Moses' testimony. I'd rather suffer the affliction, with the righteous than to endure and go through sin for a season. For the wages of sin is death. Amen, amen. So I don't know about you all, but guess what? I keep something in the inside of me. I keep something in my memory. Hey, the Bible says, stir up your pure mind by the way of remembrance. So you got to remember what God has already done. If he never does anything else for me, he's already done enough. Oh, but I'm the God that I serve. I know he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all I could even ask or think. So God ain't through with me yet. So since he's not through with me yet, hey, I got to stay on in here. Hallelujah. I can't murmur. I can't complain. He's still good. Whether I'm able to attest to it or not, he's still good. But I'm going to open up my mouth every day that I live, and I'm going to give him some praise. Hallelujah. So when you see me coming, don't think it's strange, because I'm thanking him for what he's done for me. I don't know your testimony, and I can't give yours, but I can give mine. He's brought me from a mighty long ways. Hallelujah, and that's why I give him praise. That's why I get on this line with excitement. That's why I get on this line with expectation. Hallelujah, because I'm doing what God has called me to do in this season. Hallelujah, and he's the one going to say, well done. My neighbor might not ever tell me anything good. My brother and my sister may not ever say anything pleasing to me, but oh, when I think about the goodness of Jesus, when I think about what I'm investing in him, I know, guess what? Some great dividends. I'm expecting some great dividends. And I'm not talking about no houses, money, and land. No. I'm expecting something greater than that. I want eternal life. That's what I'm living for. That's what I'm working for. Eternal life. Hey, yes, I'm on fire. Hallelujah. So we bless the Lord today. And we give him glory. We give him praise today. If it had not been for the Lord, who was on fire, I don't know where we would be at today. Amen. Amen. I'm going to go to Elder Gates. Hey, yeah, I'm going to shut down. I've already opened up with some praise. Hallelujah. But we just try to open up with a little prayer. But I have already given God a sincere praise. Hallelujah. He knows what's in my heart. Amen. Amen. So we bless the Lord today, and we got to have Elder Gates to open up with a word of prayer. And we're going to go right on into our segment. Hey, glory to God. I bless you today, Jesus. I give you praise. God bless you, Elder Gates.
God bless you. Father, we bless your name, and we give you praise and glory and honor. God, we give you praise because you are our Father, and we are your children. Thank you, God, because we are the sheep of your pasture. Therefore, we enter into your gates with thanksgiving. We come into your courts with praise. We're thankful unto you, and we bless your name because, God, you are good. Yes, Lord. Your mercy is everlasting, and your truth endures to all generations. And because we are your people, God, we shout to you with a voice of triumph. Thank you, God. We shout to you with a loud voice. Yes, Lord. We give you praise and adoration. Yes, Lord, because you're beautiful altogether. You're altogether lovely. You're altogether worthy. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, God. You are blessed and highly favored. Yes, Lord.
Yes,
you are the risen
yes,
Savior. God, we bless you. Yes, Lord, because you are the Spirit that lives within us. God, that gives us life and life abundantly. You are the wellspring of water. Yes, Lord. You are the bread of life.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. You are the peace for our mind. You are our song at midnight. God, you're the joy, hallelujah, that gives us, yes, Lord, strength. God, I thank you. God, I bless your name, God, because, Lord, we can depend on you. We can rely on you. And you never leave or forsake us. God, we bless you today. God, because, Lord, you are the God of all flesh. And nothing, yes, Lord, nothing is hard for you. Nothing is complicated. Nothing ever throws you for a loop. God, we thank you, God, that we can present you with a problem, and you always have our answer. And, God, we thank you, because every time we're sick, God, you heal us. Every time we're in bondage, God, you deliver us. Every time we're confused, God, you give us peace. Every time we're sad, God, you give us joy. God, we thank you, yes, Lord, because we have hope in you. We thank you, God, because we have peace with you. We thank you, God, because we have love of you. Yes, Lord, we thank you, God, because we have your Spirit within us, and we live with you. Yes, Lord, we live with you in heavenly places. We bless your name, God, because you have called us to be loved. We bless your name, God, because you're endowing us with power. We bless your name, God, because, Lord, you receive our praise. We bless your name, God, because you give us life and breath. It is in you that we live and move and have our being. God, we give you praise and we give you glory. We bow down before you, God, because you're worthy. Yes, Lord, we give you praise, oh, God. God, while the angels cry holy, they cannot praise you like we do. Yes, Lord, while the angels cry holy, they don't understand. Yes, Lord, our praise, because you have redeemed us. Hallelujah, from the hand of the enemy. God, you have redeemed us, God, from the snare of the fowler. You have redeemed us from trouble and destruction. You have redeemed us, God, from the clutches of the devil and hell. Thank you, God, that you have given us eternal life. And, God, we bless you because you have been good to us, better than we could ever be to ourselves, better, God, than we could ever imagine, better, yes, Lord, than we could ever explain, better, God, hallelujah, God, in so much, God, that you invigorate us and you give us vigor, Lord, so that we can press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God. Now, God, perfect us in your word. Perfect us by our faith in the name of Jesus. Perfect us in hope in the name of Jesus for the glory of God that shall be revealed in your people. God, and we give you praise and thanks in Jesus' name and for his sake. God, that the Christ of God might be glorified for his suffering in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Ella Gates. Truly, we thank God for Ella Gates, and we thank God for the men of God. I'm always so happy when we see men of God on the front line. Hallelujah. So we certainly thank God for him. We thank God we see Sister Ruby and we see Sister Shaw. God bless you. Sister Millie, God bless you. Some of you all not able to stay on, so I just want to acknowledge you and let you know that I see you today. God bless you, Sister Shaw. And Lady Carol, we see her on the line. Even see Evangelist Kinneman. God bless you, Evangelist Kinneman. Amen, amen. We're just so happy to see Faithful on the line also. Amen. And we see a couple of other new numbers that we're not familiar with, but we give God praise to you, even you also. Amen. We just thank God for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. And we just want to say happy birthday to our speaker on today. Amen. Sister Deborah Ballard, today is her birthday, and we're so honored that she has taken out of her birthday day, a special day, to come and share with us on New Destiny Ministries, a time of reflection. It is an honor. As I was talking with her, she said, you know, I always like to give something back and do something for someone else on my birthday. And I said, wow, well, come on the line with us. So we're just so excited about her birthday and excited about her being here. And we're going to read a little bio on our speaker for today. And it says, Sister Deborah Ballard was born in Chicago, Illinois, and raised in East Palo Alto, California. She is a graduate of Howard University in Washington, D.C., and she's been married for 18 years this coming May to the love of her life, Deacon Rick Ballard. Sister Deborah was successful in establishing the first radio station in East Palo Alto through her church, New Sweet Home Church of God in Christ. She also worked at a radio station in Oakland and was the director for the segment titled Eyes on the City. She was also a producer of her own television broadcast titled Deborah's Corner. She became a certified life coach in 2010 with four professional certifications added to her resume. She has been a resident of Stockton, California since 2002. She is a member of Christ Redeeming Center under the pastoralship of Dr. Kenneth Burford. Amen. In the city of Stockton. We love Sister Ballard. She's such a sweet lady and just an awesome, awesome, wonderful sister in Christ. So we are just so honored to have her here with us today. So with no further ado, we're going to present to some and introduce to others our speaker, life coach, Deborah Ballard. God bless you, Sister Ballard.
God bless you, Evangelist Bernard. I thank and praise God for being here. I thank and praise God for another birthday, and thank you for that nice happy birthday. You know, oftentimes as a life coach, I am asked what it is I do. But I'd like to just share with you what a life coach is not. First, a life coach is not a therapist. A life coach is not a counselor. It's not a psychiatrist or a psychologist. Very simply put, what I do as a life coach is I help people to realize the next great version of themselves. I provide for them the opportunity and the accountability for them to accelerate the process from here to their destiny. I do this by mentoring them, by motivating them, inspiring and encouraging them. I help them to identify goals and objectives, and then develop plans for them to achieve those goals and objectives. But prior to this, I like to use some relaxation techniques. So basically, what a life coach is a facilitator of growth and change. So I just wanted to clear that up for some of your audience that perhaps may not be clear as to what a life coach is. But what I want to talk to you today about is you, choose you. And I'm going to share with you, first I'd like to give honor to God and thank you, Father, for your blessings and the opportunity to speak to your people. Father, I ask in the name of Jesus that you will increase in me and that I will decrease so much so that there is no more of me and only you. May your listeners and your people, Father, be edified and you be glorified in all that I say. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'm going to share with you parts of scripture. I'm going to start with two scriptures, Proverbs 3:6. For so he thinketh in his heart, so is he. 3 John 3:2 says, beloved, and I love when the Lord speaks to us that way, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. You know, as a life coach, I often will tell people, and not even in coaching, just in my other relationships, I will often say to people, choose you. Because so often we put other people before, particularly women, we feel like we have to put everyone's needs before our own. Or we may feel like it is expected of me, so I need to do this, even if I don't want to do it. So I often will say, choose you. Choose to believe that you are worth it and that you are all that God says that you are. I tell them to think of yourself the way that God thinks of you, no matter what your past is, no matter what they called you, because it does not matter what people call you. What matters is what you answer to. So I try to encourage people to know your value. God said to the women that our price is far above rubies. God's will for his people is that we prosper and be in good health. So choose you. A time to take. I want to speak about changing your perspective, about seeing a new picture of you, challenging you to look into your future and bring into vision the next great version of yourself. Know that you are a perpetual evolution. You're going from glory to glory, going from one state of splendor to the next. Choose to believe, because God wants the best for you. Sister Bernard?
Yeah.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. God wants the best for you, not something like the best. He wants the absolute best for his people, because we represent him in all of his glory, if only we believe. Sometimes we have to just ask God to heal our unbelief so that we can receive that which we believe.
Mm-hmm.
Choose you and take back your power. As children of God, we have to understand that there is a blessing on our lives, and there is limitless power in you. There's limitless power in you because as a child of God, the Spirit of God resides in you. Choose you in all of your glory. Know that the blessing that is in you is bigger than anything and is stronger than anything that you have gone through or that is broken. So if you are broken, the Jesus in you can fix you.
Mm.
That you are not who the devil told you that you are. You are not who you believe that you are, because someone told you that something that was a negative. People, we have to learn to speak over ourselves and speak about yourself what God says about you. But in all of your speaking, to thine own self, be true. Be true to you when you speak over yourself. Tell yourself the truth. We all know things that we need to change about ourselves, things that we need to do that are just for our good. And these are things that we have just got to do. We just need to put the work in. We just need to do them. Sometimes we get so carried away with the conversation or the dialogue that's going on in our head that we cannot hear what is being said in our heart. And what is going on in our head is robbing us of our ability to believe in the Word of God. Sometimes you just have to ask God to heal your unbelief so that you can receive it and believe it. You have to learn to rest in knowing that God is for you, and so you be for you. Choose life. Choose a life more abundant. That is the Word of God concerning you. Choose to see yourself the way God sees you. So often, you know, we defer our dreams to other people. Sometimes you just have to examine the situation. Maybe you need to choose you and your dreams this time. Maybe if you do that, you can benefit others more. You can help your family. You can help friends. You can help others, strangers, when you choose you and your dreams. Choose an attitude of gratitude. With an attitude of gratitude, that will propel your latitude. When you stay in gratitude, you are going to constantly be presented with more and more opportunities to be grateful. Gratefulness begets gratefulness. Choose to be healthy. Choose to be whole. Choose to be the one to forgive your perpetrators and those that have deliberately used you, realizing that if it didn't break you, it only makes you stronger because you are still standing. Choose to forgive yourself, because if the Almighty God has forgiven you, how dare you not forgive yourself? Use that thing that so hurt you as a catalyst to bring about your own growth. Choose to be committed, because when you are committed, there are no excuses. Choose you when you choose to decide who you are going to be. You create the you that you want to be. In doing so, you don't allow others to tell you who you are. You tell people who you are by being who you say that you are. people, on the most part, will believe what you show them. If you show them that you are confident, they will believe it. If you show them that you suffer from feelings of inferiority, they will believe you. If you show them that you have low self-esteem and you show them that you are depressed, they will believe you. Basically, people will believe you and treat you the way that you project that you expect to be treated. Choose to stay in alignment with the Word of God and God's will for your life. Choose to walk in excellence, and in particular, choose to walk in moral excellence, because we live in a world that is morally bankrupt. And as members of the body, we are on assignment to be the example. We are the builders of God's kingdom. People, we have to know our worth, but we must first know who we are and whose we are. When you know this, you exemplify godliness and you desire to walk therein. God's word says that we are a peculiar people. Take godly pride in knowing that, yes, you are different and you don't conform to the world standard. You don't fit into the standards or description of what the world says, for instance, of what the world says is beautiful, because in most cases, that does not look anything like you or me. I like to think that that is because God made us in his own image that the world cannot understand, describe, or even conceive of the magnitude of our beauty, because they cannot understand, describe, or conceive of God's beauty. Know who you are, not in and of yourself, because you in you is absolutely nothing, but know whose you are in Christ Jesus. So often, it's so true that that thing that we resist is the very thing that persists. Remember that Satan is always trying to tempt you, to make you feel down, to make you feel less than, to make you feel absolutely nothing, make you feel like you don't count. Again, speak over yourself. Speak those things that are positive and those things that are uplifting. Speak those things that build you up, those things that inspire you, those things that encourage you, things that empower you so that you can do the same for somebody else. Use your words for power because your words are powerful. Choose to renounce negativity and positivity. Choose to show compassion. Choose to be kind. Choose to have a welcoming spirit. Let people know that you are approachable. Let people know that they can talk to you and that you don't bite if they come up to you. Choose to go higher. Choose to let God be God in you, because God in you can work it all out of you, and he can work everything out in your favor. Choose to let God be God in all of his glory. Choose you. Choose to be the next great version of yourself. Love you the way that God loves you, and that is the way that you are right now today. God loves you unconditionally, no matter what you are currently engaged in or what you have done. God still says, I love you, and I think that you are to die to, that you are to die for. God says, come to me just the way that you are. Let us not be like the first set of Israelites who did not cross over because they didn't believe and they were murmuring and they were complaining. Let us not be like them, but let us believe all of what God says concerning us. Walk in it until you see the manifestation of it. Choose to believe by using the same faith that you use to believe that you are saved through grace. You know, so often we get confused about how do I have faith? How do I have faith to believe this? How do I have faith to believe that? We have the same faith that is required to believe that we have salvation. That's the same faith that you use for whatever other situation. And remember what God has done for you and build on that faith. And you go from faith to faith and faith to faith and just build on it. It's the same. There is no mystery about the faith that you need to believe God. It's the same faith that you use to believe that you are saved from your sins, that Jesus died and hung your sins on the cross with him. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. It's the same faith. If you believe that you're saved, that faith, use that faith. It is all about making the conscious decision to believe. Believe that all that God said concerning you is true and that you can have all that he said that you can have. The Lord said that he would that you have life and that you have it more abundantly. But it's not to be like those Israelites, again, who didn't cross over into the promised land, the land flowing with milk and honey. They forfeited their blessing because they did not believe and they murmured and complained. Choose to believe. Ask for what you want in faith, believing that you receive that thing, and wait on the manifestation, because the Bible says that no good thing would he withhold from us. Choose to believe. You know, and I'm closing up right here. You know, so often we hear people say that God said it, I believe it, and that settles it. Well, I beg to differ. I say that I believe that God said it. I walk out my belief in it. I see the manifestation of it, and that settles it. You see, it's not settled until there is the manifestation. And up and until that point, it is only a work in progress. God bless you, Jesus. Praise God.
I'm going to have to go back to this one again. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Amen, amen. I'm going to have to go and get that one. You just gave us a couple of nuggets today, but that was lit. Amen. It ain't in the list of what you, how long you say something. It's in what you have said, the meat of the man. Hallelujah. That was so good. God
praise
bless
God.
Praise God. Excuse me. How many are willing to choose to do? How many are willing to make a choice today? Amen, amen. That was so good.
Facilitator.
Life coach is a facilitator of growth and change. Now, I don't care how long you've been in this thing. Hey, sometimes we get on these jobs and, you know, we have seniority and folks get to fighting. Sometimes you got to wait till a job is posted and you begin to bid on the job and you think because I have seniority, I've been in this company for X amount of time and then, you know, somebody might overbid you and you looking like, oh, I thought I was here before them or all this crazy stuff, you know, and you think you're supposed to get that job because, you know, I have seniority. But you know what? Jesus said the first is going to be land.
All right.
And this life isn't given to you. It's not given to those that start off in the race and then along their journey, they get a little weak. Hallelujah. And they have to stop and take a breather. You can't, ain't no stopping in this. You got to continue on. You might have to stop for a moment and catch your breath, but you got to get back up, baby, and start running off because it ain't over till it's over. You got to cross the finish line. Hey, hallelujah. That was some good stuff. Ooh, thanks. A life coach, a facilitator of growth and pain. Have any of us grown from 2012 to 2000, we're in the second month. This week, matter of fact, March will be in here. This is the third month in the new year. And you know how we go through our little rituals and we're going to make some resolutions this year and we're going to do this and we're going to do that. And when you look, the year has gone. And everything we proposed in our heart to do, we haven't done anything. You know why? We focus our attention on someone else. We don't focus on ourselves. We try to gauge ourselves and what's going on in our lives by our friends and our neighbors and our sisters and brothers in Christ. "Well, what about yourself?" She said, "Kill you today. Kill you today." I can't look at Sister Ruth and say, "Well, you know, she's this amount and she got this and she got." Yes, I would like to have all those wonderful things. But guess what? I got to work on me.
All right.
I can't gauge my success. I can't gauge where I'm at in the Lord on someone else's. God may have given me a different assignment. So the assignment that God has given me, if I will just work on perfecting that, hey, I don't know, I can't perfect the assignment, and I can't work on Sister Deborah's assignment, Sister Ballard's assignment. I can't do that because I don't know what her relationship is with God. I don't know how she communicates with him. I don't know what he talks to her about or what she talks to him about. But I know the relationship I have with God. So excuse me. This was timely here. Choose me, choose me, choose me. And I'm going to go, so we got about 16 callers on the line, and I'm sure you all have some questions. This is a life coach. And you can't be a life coach and you teaching people about growth and change, and the people that you're giving this message to, they don't have any questions. I'm sure you all have some questions. Hallelujah. Y'all don't, I have some. Amen. So I'm going to open up the line right now. Amen, amen. And I'm going to go to those callers that I'm not familiar with your numbers. I'm going to go to you all first because that's just the proper thing to do. Amen. And those that I know, you all don't mind. Okay? Let me go to Sister Shaw, see that work. She may have a question or what have you, Sister Ballard. God bless you, Sister Shaw. Sister Donna? Okay, maybe she can't say anything. A life coach. This is heavy today. I'm going to area code 985, and the last four of your number is 6777. Do you have any questions, or if you want to comment, it's fine. I'm not going to put y'all on the spot where you have to ask the question, but the line is open. God bless you. Okay, Sister Deborah,
I'm here. Hello?
Yes, Sister Deborah?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, I have one of our callers. Your line is open. The last four of your number is 6777. Okay, if you don't have a comment, I'm going to move on. Amen. Let me go to area code 510, and the last four of your number is 9051. Do you have a question, or would you like to make a comment? Your line is open.
Yes, yes, I have a question, and I would like to make a comment. Deborah, Mr. Ballard, I would like to wish you a happy birthday. This is your friend Blanche Domino Bailey.
Thank you.
How are you? Hi. And Deborah, I would like to ask you, as a life coach and a Christian, is it hard for you to balance your life with your relationship and your marriage and your job and your husband? That's what I find myself having a hard time trying to balance. So could you give me some pointers on how I can find that balance and try to, you know, reconnect or stay where I need to be with the Lord?
Well, for me, Blanche, I'm so glad to talk to you. I was going to call you later on. But listen, for me, it's always God first. There's a divine order of things. And it's first God, and then it's my family, and then it's my church and my job. And, it goes down the list. But I try to do whatever I do according to that which is pleasing and acceptable to God.
Right.
And I just let my conviction lead me, you know, and based on what I know of him, I know what would be pleasing, and if it's not pleasing, you know, something in me is stirred up. So everything
right.
I do is based on my relationship with God.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And that's in my marriage. My husband knows that I'm, you know, he's second. He's second
right.
in my life, you know, mm-hmm. as I am with him, you know. So
mm-hmm.
everything, I try to follow the divine order. And
mm-hmm.
you have to stay within the realm of, you know, what's godly.
Right,
not
right. Okay. Well, thank you very much, Sister Ballard.
Thank you for being on the line, my dear. And Blanche, Blanche and I have been friends since what, we were 11, 12 years old?
Yes.
So that's thank God for good friends, Blanche. And now we're at the point where we can say thank God for old friends, huh?
Thank God for old friends. That's right, Deborah.
Amen. Mm-hmm. I love you.
Yeah.
Well, we thank God for Sister Blanche joining us for the first time. I believe it's the first time, so we're just so happy to have her on the line with us. We work with her when we're involved with Five Links, and we were introduced to Blanche by one of our dear friends, Dorothy Screen. So I have it. Blanche knows we're on this line, so she decided to pay us a visit and honor her friend, Sister Ballard, today. So God bless
Great.
You, Blanche. Don't let this be your last time, okay?
Okay, Sister Adrian, it won't be my last time, I promise.
I appreciate that. We're going to go to area code 510. It's another area code, and the last four of your number is 3371. God bless you. Can you greet us?
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine.
My name is...
Who am I speaking to?
You are speaking to Eric Lamar Thomas. I am Sister Ballard's brother. And I wanted to wish her a happy birthday. And I wanted to ask, well, see, first of all, I would like to say is that in my life, God is my inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
And when I look at some of the people in my life, my sister has always inspired me.
Mm.
So I would like to ask her, who has inspired you?
Well, you know what? Many people have inspired me. Our mother has inspired
yeah.
me. You know, you have inspired me. Just the list is just too long. I'm inspired by so many ministers. Sister Evangelist Bernard is a very inspiring person.
She is
one of excellence. My friend Blanche that's on the line inspires
yes.
me. She's always been an entrepreneur. She's always maintained her own business, and she's always been the kind of go-getter that's inspiring. And I told her when she joined Five Links, you know, if anybody can do it, you can, you know.
Mm-hmm,
so,
mm-hmm.
you know, people that are in my circle, I get the greatest inspiration from, because these are people that I have touched or I can touch.
Yes, indeedy. Yes, yes. Thank you so much, and I am proud of you.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart.
Wow.
I love you.
And
thank you so much. This has been such an honor for me. I'm just so happy for you.
God bless you, baby. Love you.
And God bless you.
Amen, amen. We have another special lady on the line, Lady Carol Stafford. And we want to just commemorate Sister Ballard's birthday today, and we want Lady Carol to come forward. She's going to sing happy birthday, and then she may have a question for you. Amen. Sister Lady Carol.
God bless you, woman of God, and to all that are on the line. Truly, it's an honor and a privilege to always come on this broadcast with my sister. She's such a great woman of God, and even to Evangelist Ballard, I thank God for meeting her just the ending of last year, I believe, and she's just been special to me. And I sang earlier too. I called her and sung her happy birthday, but I'm gonna do it again. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, my dear sister. Happy birthday to
May God bless you. May God bless you. May God always richly bless you. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Happy birthday, my dear sister.
Thank you, my
And my question is, after being married for 34 years and my husband's been gone 8 years, and it was a devastation to me. I'd lost 3 years of my life, not knowing if I was woke or asleep or handling business in a proper manner, because I always heard the term, people lose, they would say, I lost 3 years of my life, I lost 5 years of my life. I used to wonder, how can you lose time? You know, but when he passed, which was February the 15th, right after Valentine's Day, and when he passed, I was 53, and I couldn't believe had turned 55. I knew I was having a birthday, but I yet didn't change my number, and I actually lost that time. And I would like to know. And then I got into a relationship, a long distance relationship, got married, and it didn't work out. And how do you come from such a devastation when you thought it was God and everything, and you believed it was the Lord that brought this person in your life? How do you come from such a devastation, from a loneliness, but even though God is prevalent in my life, but you want that tangible something there? How do you cope with that?
Well, sister, as I explained initially, you know, I'm not a psychiatrist or psychologist or anything like that, nor do I profess to be. But what I do know is that there is no hurt or harm that God can't heal. Anything that we're going through, God is the source of everything that we need. And we just have to, and that's what I talked about, believe. We have got to believe that he can heal even that. He can heal that thing that got you where you are, or feeling how he can heal that. And so those are things that we have to take to him. And there's nothing that I can say to you on the phone right now that will, you know, because coaching is a process. Nothing gets done in one session, and most certainly not in a few minutes over the phone like this. So the thing that I would say to you would be to just take it to God. God knows your heart. You are his child. He loves you, you know, and about time, I can't explain that. Something else for you to understand about life coaching, we don't have the answers. We have the questions, because I believe that the answers are in you. So if I were your coach, I would draw the question. I would ask the questions, and you would tell me the answers, because I believe that it's in you. And because God is in you, That's your place to go. And I understand that we oftentimes want to have somebody that's right there that we can hear in their ear, we can hear audibly, you know, rather than waiting on God to come to give us the answer. But all that you need and all of your answers lie right there in the heart of God.
Amen.
All right,
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you
so much. God bless you.
God bless you.
Amen. This is so wonderful. It's wonderful, and I'm enjoying it. Amen.
Great.
We're going to Sister Ruby Larry, then to Elder Gates, and then I see Evangelist Doris on the line with us today. We've been missing in action, but I know we have a lot of things that we're doing, working, family, and other businesses we are doing. So we understand perfectly, but I'm just so happy to see all of you all on today. So Sister Ruby, then Elder Gates, then Evangelist Doris. God bless you.
Okay, praise the Lord, everybody. Sister, I think your name, the one that brought the life coach, right?
Yes,
it was a blessing.
Ballard.
Oh, Ballard. Oh, okay, Sister Ballard. I was wondering about, like you say, life coach. Do you have to, you do natural life coach as well as spiritual life coach, wherever the situation allow you. How do you adjust yourself to allow the Holy Ghost to come in to move on you where you can give an answer to a natural person that's going through a need life coach as opposed to spiritual applications. I heard you quote quite a bit of scriptures with us. I'm wondering, is that the way you set up the format? Praise the Lord.
Well, for me, with everything that I do, I am a child of God first, so everything that I do, I consult with the Lord. And before I start my session, I always ask my client if they would mind prayer, and I've never had anyone that didn't want prayer. So we always begin with a prayer, and so it just works out better for me that way. Did I answer your question, or was there something more you were looking for?
Oh, no, that's fine, because you allow Jesus to minister to you and to the people. So that's a blessing, because you use quite a bit of scripture, so I felt like maybe you would ask, you know, for prayer. A lot of life coaches may not approach it that way, but because you're saved, it's a difference. Okay, thank you, Lord.
You're very welcome. I have to ask for prayer with everything I do, because I know that I can do nothing on my own. So.
Lord.
Yeah. Lord. And I've been blessed that I've not had anyone to not want prayer. People, whether they're saved or not, they have always welcomed the prayer.
Oh, well, thank you for answering the question. Praise the Lord.
You're so welcome.
Amen. Amen. Elder Gates and Vincent Adore.
Amen. God bless you and happy birthday to Sister Ballard
so
on today. I have not been formally made your acquaintance, but I do sense the Spirit of God in you, and it's a pleasure just to get to know you just this way, and prayerfully one day we'll be able to meet in person. Nevertheless, I want a couple of observations first, even lending to a compliment in some way. You know, it's always been said that you can tell the caliber of a person by the kinds of people that they hang with or that they're known to be associated with. And just by virtue of me having been in connection with Evangelist Bernard and some other people, or your pastor, as a matter of fact, I don't know him very well, but I do know him, and I respect the ministry that he has so far as I know it. I respect the anointing on his life. And just as a compliment to you, I can hear the influence that he has on your life, and I just want you to know that I respect that. Secondly, the question that I have is it kind of filters into some of the questions that were already posed. Actually, your brother asked the question that I was going to ask, which was who has been influential in your life. And you already answered that, so I won't belabor the time with that one. But the question I'm going to ask kind of was about the first question I think someone asked you. It may have a different tenor on it somewhat. But the question I have is something, and I'm going to try to word this correctly.
Okay.
I kept hearing you say, and I'll proceed my question with this statement. And with all due respect to your gift and your calling of God on your life, you please understand that because of maybe some traditional twisting on my mind or whatever, I have always had somewhat of a skepticism as it concerns something that falls under the title of a life coach. And I kind of came in a little bit today with a level of skepticism, not so much that I wasn't going to listen to what you said, but to the degree that you know I was a little leery, and like okay, let's see what this is about, you know, because some of the life coaches that I actually have listened to, I didn't really get much from them, and they didn't really say anything to me that really impacted me. It was different with you, and that's not because I'm talking to you. I'm being serious. It was different with you because some of the things that you said were really impactful. So with that level of skepticism, my question is this: I kept hearing you say, you know, choose you, choose you, choose you. Okay, my question is this: where is the line? Where do you divide the where's the dividing place? Where's the threshold where so that you don't become selfish or mm-hmm. self-involved, or that you don't exclude everybody else out of your life? And I'm speaking from the perspective of, you know, how a very large portion of Scripture deals with how we should put others before ourselves, and how we mm-hmm. should consider other people's needs before ourselves. So I understand what you're saying, I think, but mm-hmm. I want to see what your perspective is how you put that, where the threshold is when, okay, I'm gonna get to you, but I need to do me. But then after I do me, I'm gonna do you. You know, mm-hmm. and then, you know, so where's the dividing line at?
Okay, that's an excellent question, my brother. Let me just be very, very clear here. I am in no way, shape, or fashion suggesting or advocating that anyone take on selfishness. That is not what I'm saying.
Right.
And I know that you understand that that's not what I'm saying. I said that oftentimes I will tell my clients or I will tell my friends, choose you. And I was relating to situations, for instance, a client will say, you know, my son has moved back with me, or children are moving back with me. He's 35, you know, I have to do this for him. I have to do that. I can't do this for me. I can't do that for me because I have to take care of my grown son. In situations like this where I say, choose you. Why do you have to do this for your grown son? Why do you allow your grown son to move into your house and take over your house? Choose you. That's where that came from situations mm-hmm. like this. When you have done more than you can do for somebody, there comes a point when you have to choose you over that person. And it's not about being selfish. It's more about self-preservation. It's about just choosing you.
Okay.
Does that set up for you?
Yeah, it does. And I will say this. This will be my last statement, and then Evangelist Bernard can go on to the next person. The reason I said a lot of the things that you said were impactful to me, because I came with an open mind as possible. But when I heard some of the things that you were saying, you know, the way that I determine someone is saying something that I need to hear is when it causes me to think,
mm-hmm.
when it causes me to evaluate some things, because there are some situations that are going on with me in my life right now that, and that's why I focus so much on that particular point right there, because there are some things that I'm considering that I need to start handling. But, you know, I have a lot of things around me, and I have a lot of stuff going on right now, and I'm going, okay, and I'm struggling to make the determination of, okay, where do I stop fooling with this over here and do this? Because I got, you know, I mean, just a random number, I got 20 different things going on, and, mm-hmm. you know, but I know that this one particular thing is being left undone. Because mm-hmm. I'm focusing on all these other things, because I want all this other stuff to get straight, or
right.
to be relatively straight, you know,
mm-hmm.
not necessarily perfect, but relatively straight, so that I can say, okay, now, and then, you know, so, you know, I was looking at that, but then, like I said, the things that you were saying were impacting me, because it caused me to reevaluate some stuff. Because now I'm starting to see a little bit more clearly that, you know, some things just need to be, you know, need to run their course on their own, and let, you know, I'll tend to them at another time. So thank you mm-hmm. so much. God bless you.
Thank you. But you know what I would say to you, brother, is just to, you know, try and put those things in order of their importance, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, we don't want to hurt anyone or exclude anyone, but we don't want to keep putting those things that, you know, we have tried to help and we've given. And you know, I guess I'm trying to relate to a situation where it's take. You know,
mm-hmm.
we like to give and take. Give and take is good. you know, if it's just a take, or I give you, and I never get anything back. You know, choose you over that kind of situation. Choose you. You know, if you're moving in a direction and you're trying to go higher, and for instance, I don't know anything about you or anything that you're speaking of, but if you're in a relationship and you're trying to go up, and somebody, you know, don't want you to go up because they don't want to go up to stay where they are because they're comfortable there, but you know that your destiny is to move further. Sometimes you have to let people go. You know, you have to give them the ultimatum. Listen, you're going to step up or you're going to have to step off because I'm moving on, you know. But at the same time, again, I am not advocating being selfish.
Right, I got you.
Okay, God bless you.
Amen. And that is beautiful. I'm glad we're having this kind of dialogue and just to give you all another perspective. You know, hey, I'll be 59 years old if the Lord spare my life in June. So I raised four of my daughter's children. She was murdered. It's been 14 years. And my niece, I raised her for 18 years. My sister's been in prison for 20. So my oldest two granddaughters have babies. One have a two-year-old son, lives in New Orleans, and the other one lives here in Stockton with the one-year-old. So 14 years of my daughter being murdered, and I've raised these kids. The last girl, she'll graduate in May. And then I have this young man, he'll be 16 years old. Now, do you think, let me just put it up, do you think after all of that I plan to now put on myself the responsibility of raising two great-grandsons? No, not at all. So this is a topic that I can identify with. Choose me. I've raised you all. Now I am not going. I tell them I'm praying that the Lord allow you all to live. Cause if anything happened to y'all, Adrian will not be raising no great grandsons. Mm-hmm. No, not so. I love them out of just praise the Lord. I love them. They're the sweetest little babies. But guess what? I'm not taking on that responsibility where their mothers, which are still young ladies, 23, one is 23, one will be 21 in April, and I'm going to take on the responsibility while they're going, ripping up. Oh, no, that ain't going down. So I definitely understand what she's talking about, feels me, because after you have given up yourself, and then you have raised these children, you don't owe them anything else. You owe yourself something, so that's not being selfish, because I failed to let somebody else come up in my home, and now I'm going to took their grandchildren, now I'm going to take their grandchildren. No, baby, I showed you. You all had an example. So you all know how to go to school. You know how to get up every day and go to work. You know how to take care of yourself. So I have provided all those staples. But ain't nobody else coming up under my roof that I have to take care of. So y'all, I tell them what's right. They've been raised in a pit. And what I love about Sister Ballard and what you all have just stated, and she stated about her clients, that many of them don't refuse prayer. The difference with her being a life coach, they have life coaches out there that's not serving God. They can give you some good pointers on how to live and how to do that. But guess what? Some of their lives are tore up. Get some anointing on your life, and then maybe you can. I don't go listen to no anybody. Okay? Mm-hmm. But their life, I don't care how successful Oprah Winfrey has been. Oprah Winfrey can't teach me nothing in the spiritual realm. And I'm just going to be honest. I'm putting her out there because she's a high-profile figure. You know, she's a good philanthropist, and she has done a beautiful thing, and she has been successful. But do you think I want her as a life coach? She's not even married. She's in a relationship with a man, and he's married. No! You can teach me something on how to be successful in the natural realm. But guess what? Sister Ballard, what separates her is she has an anointing on her life. She is serving the Lord So that's what put her in a different category. So I'm not going to pay no $100, $200 to listen to these life coaches. And guess what? Their lives are stacked up. Yeah, you can step in the natural realm, but guess what? This is about salvation. This is about eternity. Where do you want to spend eternity? Do you want to spend it with a life coach that when they get tired of one woman, they're going to the next one? They don't have no morals for godly, righteous living? No, those kind of people can't. And I'm not that person that is so holier than thou. But I know one thing, that God has left the blueprint. He's left the manual for us. And that don't mean that you're so saved that you ain't no earthly good. No, I have some balance, and that's what Sister Ballard is trying to get, some balance. Sometimes we get so engrossed in what the word says, and then our natural lives is tore from the floor, and we all in the spirit, and we go into heaven every day, and then you look at our natural lives, we don't have no control over our children. Hallelujah. And that's why the Bible says, when he gives the qualifications of a bishop, when he gives the, and I'm about to preach now, y'all stop me for a minute. He gives qualifications about a bishop. He gives qualifications about a deacon. He gives qualifications about husbands and wives. He about how to treat our children, how not to provoke them, and all of this. The Bible has everything in there for our natural living and our spiritual living. And we can't go wrong when we follow it. But you know, sometimes you meet these people who, oh, no, I don't go here, I don't go there, I don't go here, I don't do this, I don't do. Well, what do you do? What do you do? You tell me all these things you don't do. But when I look at your life, guess what? I can't see no difference. Because if you can't love your sister and brother in Christ, I don't care what kind of dress you got on, and I don't care if you don't have no makeup and all this other stuff. If you got hatred in your heart and you can't love me, truly, I don't want to choose you. Not even to sit on the road with you. I want to go sit on somebody that got it together, naturally and spiritually. So we all are work in progress. We all are a work in progress. But we got to know how to rightly divide. We got to have some balance in our life. We must exercise some temperance. We ain't in the spirit 95% of the time. Some of us barely in the spirit 10 or 15% of the time. So let's get real. Let's play too. So anyway, that's where I'm at. Let me go on to the next caller. Sister Evangelist, God bless you.
Evangelist Renee, can I just interject right here? You were talking about the situation with the grandchildren. Sometimes when you choose you, you help somebody else, because if they don't have you to fall back on, if they don't have you as their crutch, they will get up and do for themselves. So in choosing you, sometimes help somebody else. Choosing you also helps you and a lot of other people, because you have bettered yourself, but then subsequently you force somebody else to better themselves. I just
That is so true. God bless you. Glory to God. Evangelist Doris, God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I am so blessed by the conversation I've been listening to today. I am really, really, really happy to be on this line, and I'm excited to know that you know Sister Valerie and Blanche knows. That's my business partner. You are so right when you say she's an entrepreneur. I'm an entrepreneur. I have a salon. I'm doing all these things, but I'm also in Five Links, Sister Valerie. But I found myself that I have a calling in this company, and it's way greater than making money. Because I got along my journey, I found out that a lot of people really need more of emotional support, and a lot of people have given up on themselves, on life. No matter what situation you put themselves in, they put themselves in. Even if it's easy for them to succeed, there is this still small voice telling them that they can't make it. So I recognize that people came on board, they were excited, and they just faded away because they don't believe in themselves. And they don't have any strength. It's like the invisible chains are still on so many people. And so I just been praying. I said, God, you have to use me. I want to be an inspiration to people in order to empower them. Because for me, I'm a child of God. I know I can't do anything without Christ strengthening me. So I know who I am and whose I am. But I want to be in a position to just be a blessing, to bring people from down there where they have given up on life, to see their life change for the better, including financial, spiritual. Basically, I'm talking about God and business. Everything I do, because I know we must prosper. That's the only way we can be a blessing to many, if we have prosperity. And the Bible encourages prosperity. But just like a lot of Christians, they think that if they are trying to go after money, then they are not focusing on Christ. That's not true, because the wealth of the land is ours first as Christians. But I found myself, I'm really praying and I'm working on me, and I'm happy to hear your voice, and I'm happy to know that Blanche know you, Sister Evangelist Bernard know you. So I would definitely like to talk to you a little bit more, because I'm working on me now. I have signed up for some courses that I can learn and empower myself, so that I will be qualified to stand in front of people. I'm reading a lot. I'm reading the Bible more. I'm trying to find out all those principles about prosperity, wealth, and all this stuff in the Bible. I'm learning. I'm really praying that God will use me to be a blessing to many. And my 5 minutes journey is a ministry for me. It's a ministry. And I thank God. A week and a half ago, I was asked to come and speak in Modesto at the Five Links event, and they told me to do mindset training. Definitely, I had scriptural stories in there, and I had regular stories in there. I didn't want to be too religious, and I love when Evangelist Ruby, Sister Ruby, told the question she posed: how you differentiate, how you draw the line if you don't want to sound so religious, because there are other people you don't want to offend the rest of the people. Because I know even Christ did not impose himself on anyone. He preached good news. He did miracles, and he just basically left it to the people to believe he is the Son of God. So I'm really, really desperate to learn more, to be in front of people and be able to be a blessing to all. I'm really happy to hear you speak this afternoon. I'm really happy. I better stop now. I'm getting really pumped up. Thank you.
God bless you. You can always refer back to Sister Devil.
I was going to say to the sister that you have my contact information, and please feel free to give it to her.
Okay.
Or I'll just
thank you. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
And also go to scripture, go to Matthew 6:33.
Okay.
And if you focus on that particular scripture, it says, seek ye first. See, we sometimes we get it a little backwards, and we're focusing on the things, but the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom.
God and his righteousness.
I don't want to paraphrase, so I'm going to the King James Version. That's what I love, King James. It said Matthew 6:33 says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God
and
his righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you.
All right.
So when you begin to seek God, God will bless us with some folks haven't even been to seminary school. But guess what? They've been seeking God. If you begin to seek God with your whole heart, guess what? He said everything. He'll give us houses that we didn't build. He'll give us vineyards that we didn't plant. But many times we want to become successful, but we put God on a shelf. Or we lock him in the closet and say, I'm going to come back and get you after I become successful. Well, you'll never become successful. because you got to put God at the head. Sister Ballard already said God, her husband knows that God is first. So when we make God our priority and put him first, it may take us a little while. Hallelujah. But we can become like the turtle. Ah, the turtle creeps along, but guess what? He makes it to his destination. But many times we want to become successful, and I don't have anything against all of these big corporations and all the things that they do. I'm in fine lanes too, but I haven't pursued it and really got caught up. Because guess what? I'm caught up in Jesus, and I believe everything has its own season. Amen. So it wasn't my season to get caught up. But if it's in God's plan for me to be an SVP, guess what? I'll get there. But I don't have to participate in all the other junk that they have going. I don't have to do that. I don't have to do that, and I won't do that. But anything that God has for me, it is for me. So I'm seeking God first. So find me and have any other links. Your links is behind God. Because guess what? I'm linked up with God, and he's my priority. And God is the one that opens up doors. He is the one that makes avenues and creates paths for you. Hey, not these all these links. So we got to set out. We got to reprioritize. We got to refocus. We have to restructure. We have to ask God for some redirection because we're going about it the wrong way. And that's not you. I'm not talking to you in black. I'm just speaking overall. Overall perspective is to seek God, get in this word, and find out what God's will is for your life. Because we sometimes strive after all these positions and the titles and the become this and the become that. But when you strive after the things of God, hallelujah, God said, you will be the head and not the tail. He said, I will make you to be the lender and not the borrower. He told King Levi, it said in 2 Chronicles, it said, as long as he sought the Lord, God made him the prosper. So as long as you seek God, God will make you the prosper. Ah, hallelujah. It may take you a little while longer to get there, but guess what? When you get there in Christ Jesus, you will know that you'll never be moved because God will solidify you. He'll fortify you, honey. Let me stop. I got to get in your call to be a test. Hallelujah. Jesus, I bless the Lord. I bless the Lord. I thank you for what he's doing in our life. Let me go to Minister Ma'am. God bless you, Minister Ma'am. I think a couple of more have fell off, but honey, this is good. And then I'm going to area code 559 after Minister Ma'am. God bless you, Minister Ma'am.
God bless you. Thank you for the word. I want to say happy birthday and just be encouraged.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Amen. We're going to area code 559. The last four of your numbers, 8461. And I thank you, the last caller for this evening. Some of the others have fallen off. So God bless
yes.
you. Who may I
Sister Bernard. Pastor Bernard?
Yes.
Yes. This is
Prophet Barbara. God bless you, Prophet Barbara.
God bless you, too. You know, we have to really, the young lady that says she has her business with two other people, it takes a lot of prayer and trusting God to not get confused. To the direction that God has for you. You were right. You have to seek ye the kingdom. God gave us a gift inside of us. We all are entrepreneurs, but a lot of people don't tap into it. Just like God can call you to be a teacher, an evangelist, a prophet, a bishop, an apostle, he also has other gifts inside of us. I wanted to let the young lady know that, you know, don't worry about what you're going to say in a setting and not offend anybody. God, if God is in it, you don't have to worry about nothing.
Yeah.
You just be who God called you to be. Reading books about prosperity and this and that. The Jesus said, I'll send a comforter to teach you all truth. The comforter will treat you, teach you what you have in you and make you successful. He's the only one that can make you successful.
Amen.
The gift that's inside of you. And you have to seek him. You have to talk to him. He's your best friend. And be careful of all the people that's around you. Be very careful.
Yes.
Because this is your life. This is nobody else's life but your life. And you're responsible for your life and what God is doing in your life.
Yes.
And you're going to have to trust God. Because I'm telling you, we are in perilous time, and the enemy is out there, and he will overshadow God's people's mind to believe a lie. So that's why they seek God like you never saw him before. And he'll open up the windows of heaven according to the anointing that he has inside of you as an entrepreneur. Don't ever think that you can operate without God in what you want. If he give you a vision, you're going to have to stick with him according to that vision so he can guide you. I ran a hotel in North Carolina years ago, and I did not want that job, and I don't know why they wanted to hire me. I have never ran a hotel. But God showed me that there's something in you, Barbara, that you didn't know you have. That hotel came up in 6 months. I advertised on radio, TV. People was coming in from all parts of the states to see their children play basketball, football, or whatever. And they sent people to that hotel because God showed me how to run a hotel. So what I'm saying is, don't depend on your know-how all the time. Ask God, how should you do it? If you trust him and walk by faith, you're going to automatically know, because he's going to walk you right into it so smoothly, you're going to wonder what happened. Because you have given it to him. And when it comes to walking in the spirit, I'm telling you this, and God ain't playing. If you mind, you better walk in the spirit. You better allow the Holy Spirit to teach you to walk 24/7, because it can be done. It's a process, just like I heard a lady say. It's a process. And as far as helping people, God said, seek ye the kingdom. Follow me. When you done did all that you can do for somebody, you better step back, because you're not helping them. And you're not helping yourself. What good are you going to be to somebody if you're not in good health? Because you done worked hard to try to bring and help somebody else. God didn't put us here for us to be walked over, mistreated, and disrespected and used. There's a time where we got to know to let go and let God. Because it might be that child's very life that you're hindering for salvation. Let that child go so they can get to know the Lord. You done ministered to him. You done said all that you can say. Now step back and let God be God. Because, see, we stay in stuff too long. And that makes it so hard for us to get back on the right track, because we done gave so much of ourselves. God wants us to help somebody. But when it comes to helping somebody, it's totally different from what you was talking about. If somebody is hungry and you know they're hungry, feed them. If somebody needs clothes and you got some clothes, help them. Put some clothes on their back. Give them a glass of water. That's the kind of stuff God is talking about. But he ain't talking about letting the devil beat you up. And it's your family, most of the time, that beat you up. Or a friend that has taken advantage because they know your heart and your goodness. And that heart and that goodness don't belong to you. It belongs to God. And he's going to tap you on your shoulder to let you know it's time out. You need to step back. I'm telling you, every one of you out there, if you're still on the line, this ain't playtime. God done held his hands out long enough. He sent his beloved son to die for you on the cross. And we're going to have to get our carnal minds out of the way. You say you want what you want, get down, get busy with God.
All right.
And let him bring everything into manifestation. Get your mind, your thought, your education, and everything. Let me tell you something. I've had jobs where you had to have a college degree. Don't tell me what God can't do.
All right.
I'm 65 years old, going on 66. I know what God can do. I've been walking a long time, and I'm still walking, and I'm still learning. But what I do know, I'm sharing it with you. God is serious in these last days. Who will go? Are you going to go? Seek in the kingdom first. So he can make whatever entrepreneur in you benefit him too.
Amen.
When you
Amen.
Say you don't know, you might offend somebody. Let me tell you something. When Jesus walked the earth, he didn't care about offending nobody. Do you think he really cared? No. He said what he had to say. He did what he had to do. And let God handle the people that are accusing him and messing with him.
Amen.
You see, you can't worry about what people are going to say or do because, see, you're feeding yourself negativeness. Just do it.
Amen.
And let God be God.
Thank you.
That young lady, yes, you have an entrepreneur in you, but I'm telling you, please, you stay with God like I heard you say, that you trust him and you will follow him. I'm just taking a little further. That's what you're going to have to do.
Yes.
And yes, we're supposed to prosper in this world, but we cannot prosper without God.
And
you're
going
to have to bring God into this situation, and you're going to have to stand fast. Even when things don't seem to be going right, you're going to have to stand. Because the enemy already knows who you are, sweetheart. He already knows who you are. And you need to know who you are in Christ. We can't just say, because I'm a woman of God or I'm a Christian. When you open up your mouth and say what you say you are, you better believe it. Because if you got any wavering in you, the enemy's going to mess with you for a while, discourage you. But you got somebody that you can cry to and say, I'm Abba Father, help me.
Amen.
Okay,
thank
I'm through.
God
this,
yes. Thank you, God, for this Bible. God bless you.
God bless you, too, baby.
Thank you, thank you. We're going back. I just want to say again, thank God for Mr. Lamar, Eric, Sister Dallas' brother, being with us on today, and all of you all that have joined us today, too. We thank God for each and every one of you. We're going back to our life coach, Sister Dallas, the birthday girl, and we just thank God that she made a sacrifice and shared this some of her day with us today. So I'm going to go back to her for her closing remarks. I think we've got everybody. Some have dropped off, so God bless. Again, we thank God for our brother, Mr. Ruby, still with us, Elder Gates, Minister Mann, and also Evangelist Dawn. So we're going back to Sister Deborah. God bless you, Sister Valerie.
Thank you. God bless you, Evangelist. And thank you all that are on the line, especially thank you, Blanche. I'm so glad that you tuned in today. The last thing that I like to say to the sister that she had the question about how do you separate the spiritual from the natural. I would say to you, just ask God to give you wisdom. Pray for wisdom so that the Lord will teach you how to go in and how to come out when you are going into situations that are not spiritual situation, so that you don't have to go in and announce that you are a Christian. When you begin to speak, they will be able to discern or to see who you are. Just go and be you under the leading of the Holy Spirit. You don't have to announce it. Just be it. That's all I'd like to say. And again, thank you all for being on the line, and I appreciate the opportunity to share my birthday with you all. And if any of you would like to contact me for coaching sessions, please feel free to give that request. Or I'll just tell you, you can call me direct at 209-952-8460, or Sister Bernard can give you that information. God bless you. And again, thank you so much for sharing my birthday with me.
Amen. This has just been a wonderful, wonderful day. February the 25th, so I always remember your birthday now. So we really just thank God. See, you never know what God has prepared for us every day. Every day God just do things. You know, God is a God of versatility. He don't just do things the same way all the time. He don't mix it up. Oh, hallelujah. That's why I love him, because he do the unexpected when we least expect it. Amen. So we just thank God today for our life coach. She has really said some things that have really helped me on today, and even getting ready. I want you all to please be in tune every day. Don't disappoint me, please. Please don't disappoint me. This is my last day. I won't be back on the air until the 11th. I think it's the 11th or the 12th of March. So I need to get away for a minute. Let me see where I'm at. We're right here. I won't be back until Monday, the 11th of March. So I want you all to stay tuned. We still have this week lined up tomorrow. Evangelist Erling Cummins of Los Angeles, California, will be our speaker. We're going back to the Acts of the Apostles. We still have about 7 or 8 more chapters, 6 more chapters, I think, to cover. Tomorrow will be chapter 22 in the book of Acts. And then on Wednesday, Mother Minister Prophet of Faith will be speaking on chapter 23. And then Thursday and Friday, Elder Gates will have chapters 24 and 25 respectively. I have not lined up the following week, so I will be working on that before I get out of here. But you won't hear me. It's going to be hard. It's going to be hard, but I'm going to do it because I need this little break. I tell you, I need it. So please pray for me that the Lord will bless me and just give me, I can get a little rest and do some things that I really need to get done anyway for this ministry. And even thankful, she'll be coming on, a man in the switchboard for me. So if I call you all, please be available. If not, let me know that you're not available where we don't have to guess when the broadcast come on. We don't have to wonder where you are. We'll know somebody's in place and somebody is a man in the switchboard where we can continue on with this broadcast. Again, we're on the air Monday through Friday at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific time. That's 3 p.m. Central time and 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. On Saturdays, we're on at 5 a.m. Pacific time. And Minister Billy Burns out of North Carolina hosts a segment on Saturday morning called They Overcame. Now, I want to be very clear. You can rise early and support her. I ask those that have powerful testimonies to come on, but that doesn't mean that if you don't have a testimony, you don't have to come on. If you're able to get up on Saturday morning, those that's on the West Coast at 5 a.m., call in and be a support to her. Amen. That segment is called They Overcame. And on Sunday morning, I got to get somebody to man the switch for 2 Sundays. Early Sunday morning prayer at 7 a.m. Pacific time, and we're on for about 30 to 40 minutes at the most praying. So before you enter into your houses of worship, you've already had some intimate time with the Lord. Amen? So we look forward to next week, and we thank you all for everything that you're doing. We thank you for all of the support that you all have given us. Also, we'd like you to visit our website. We're online. Our website is www.newdestinyministries. We also have online giving. So if you'd like to support this ministry, please do. We've been on this broadcast for 14 months, going into 15 months. And we don't come on this line begging. We don't do that. God meet our needs. So we thank God for that. So visit us and even visit our Facebook page and like our page. Amen. Amen. So we're going to go to Elder Gates, and we want to let the birthday lady off the line where she can go and finish with the rest of her day. And we just pray that she have a fantabulous day. And we know it's already going to be fantabulous because she spent some of her time with us. Amen. So we're going to go to Elder Gates and ask him to give us a closing prayer. And Sister Ruby, we're working with her. She's going to be opening up, so you all help her out, okay? Amen. God bless you all. Elder Gates.
We magnify you and we give you glory today. We thank you, O God, for all of your goodness and for, God, the time of sharing. We thank you, God, that you have given us of your spirit, God, from the perspective, God, that we needed to hear you. Yes, Lord. We thank you, God, for Sister Ballard. We thank you, God, for this day being the day that you have given her unto the earth. We thank you, God, for the gift that is in her. We thank you, God, for her family, for her husband, for her children. We pray, God, your blessing and your choice blessing upon them. We pray, God, that you would lead and guide her in every step of her life. God, that you would prosper her in every way that she has. in every way that she takes in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, that you would enhance her gift, that you would excel her gift, that you would, God, elevate her gift so that other people might be blessed, God, God, from the ends of the earth, that they might hear and understand and see what the work of God is in this woman of God. And God, we pray for Evangelist Bernard as she takes a leave just for a few days. We pray, God, for her restoration. We pray, God, that you would give her rest and comfort, that you would, God, speak to her, God, as she needs you to. We pray, God, that you would give her, God, a sense of a refreshing in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh God, for every person that visits this line, God, at any particular time, we pray, God, that we will be faithful, God, to do what you have called us to do, and only that, God, that we would not step to the left or to the right, but God, follow you closely so that, God, we walk in the ordered steps that you have already laid before us. And this we pray in Jesus' name. Now bless us in this day. Bless us, God, for the rest of this week in Jesus' name. God, prosper our way and lead us in the way everlasting. And we will be careful to give you praise, glory, and honor in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you all. Sister Ballard, we want to dedicate this song to you for your birthday.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you so much. God bless you.